the U.S. State Department made a surprising statement this week regarding Rwanda and the Great Lakes region of Africa. Responding to an inquiry from KPFA reporter Ann Garrison, Bureau of African Affairs spokesman Rodney Ford said the U.S. will not support Rwandan President Paul Kagame's bid to abolish Rwanda's constitutional term limits so that he can remain in power. Ford's statement, reported on the websites of the San Francisco Bay View and the Black Star News, was widely shared and then reported by other news outlets, including Agence France-Presse, Yahoo News, Radio France International, and The Voice of America. Ann Garrison has the story.
The State Department Bureau of African Affairs spokesman Rodney Ford's statement came as a surprise because Rwandan President Paul Kagame has been such a close, long-standing, and useful ally and quote-unquote military partner to the U.S. The statement was, however, unequivocal. It read, quote, "The United States supports the principle of democratic transition in all countries in the region through free, fair, and credible elections held in accordance with current constitutions, including provisions regarding term limits." Ford quoted President Obama's speech in Accra, Ghana in 2009, where he said that Africa needs strong institutions, not strong men. Quote, "The United States believes that democracy is best advanced through the development of strong institutions, not strong men. For that reason, as Secretary Kerry has said, we do not support changing constitutions to benefit the personal or political interests of individuals or parties. Changing constitutions and eliminating term limits to favor incumbents is inconsistent with democratic principles and reduces confidence in democratic institutions." Unquote. Ford also said that the State Department expects a new leader in Rwanda. Quote, "We are committed to support a peaceful, democratic transition in 2017 to a new leader elected by the Rwandan people." Unquote. This statement comes after 2 million Rwandan signatures demanding constitutional change to abolish term limits so that Kagame can remain in power were delivered to Rwanda's parliament. However, Kagame's former advisor, David Himbara, who fled Rwanda and now lives in Canada, says that Rwanda has a state administrative official closely watching every 10 households in Rwanda, and that anyone who refused to sign those petitions would wind up dead or disappeared.
What is going on now is that, of course, people are signing up demanding for constitutional change so that Kagame stays in power. So this is the same instrument they're using. They have forms in every 10 houses people have to sign. If you don't sign, then you're gone. You have to sign. There is no way around it. You see millions of people, when time comes, marching on the streets, demanding that Kagame stays. That is how this is being done. That's the same instrument. Very few would refuse. How do you refuse? The principal Rwandan who refuse authority. Then those are the ones you see dead in the lake. Those are the ones you see, you hear that they have disappeared. As simple as that, they've died.
Kagame is notorious for invading and plundering the resources of Rwanda's neighbor, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So Congo activists welcome the State Department's position with cautious optimism. The Rwandan presidential election will not take place until 2017, said Friends of the Congo's Maurice Carney. And the situation could change by then, especially if Hillary Clinton becomes president. Kagame is a longtime ally of former President Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton even presented Kagame with a Global Citizen Award in 2009. When asked about his closeness to Kagame, Bill Clinton told late BBC host Comme le Dumour that the war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide crime that Kagame is accused of in UN reports has never been adjudicated in a court of law. Critics of both Clinton and Kagame reply that his administration and subsequent U.S. administrations have made sure that Kagame was never indicted by an international court. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.